AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Boston has now had more than 100 inches of snow this winter, almost a record. In 1996, they got 101.8 inches. Much of the nation is either bundled up against Arctic cold or battling snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Overseas, they've had so much snow in northeastern Afghanistan that it appears an entire village may have been buried. At least 108 people are dead. Arlene O'Donnell is in Kabul.
This is an incredibly poor country, and so access to digging tools and machinery that would help the rescue effort is pretty limited. From what we know in the early stages of the rescue attempt, people have been using their bare hands and shovels to try and get people out of houses that are buried under tons and tons of snow and ice now.
It didn't resonate with the Texas jury. Talk about the apocalypse, anarchy, and creatures that were part pig and part human. Talk that Eddie Ray Routh was insane when he shot and killed American sniper Chris Kyle and a friend at a shooting range 2 years ago. After deliberating for just a few hours, the jury rejected Routh's insanity defense, and the judge sent him to prison for the rest of his life without parole. Chad Littlefield was with Chris Kyle that day, and both of them were shot and killed at that shooting range. Littlefield's mother, Judy, on the guilty verdict.
It was a answered prayer. We've waited a long time to hear that, and we feel justice was served.
Routh didn't show any reaction as he was sentenced. Federal investigators want to know why a driver abandoned his pickup truck on the railroad tracks in Oxnard, California, triggering a crash with a commuter train that injured dozens of people. And we've just gotten word that a parole board in Georgia has denied an appeal from the only woman on death row there. She's set to be executed today. This is AP Radio News. The IRS audited fewer tax returns last year than in a decade, and this year the number may be even lower. This is according to the IRS commissioner. Budget cuts, he says. AP correspondent Stephen Olemacher on what this means for you.
Your chances of getting audited were less than 1%. So actually 0.86% of returns were audited last year. And that's the lowest rate since 2004.
The IRS commissioner says the math is pretty simple. There are fewer audits, he says, because there are fewer auditors. Today, British lawmakers are questioning the chief executive and chairman of HSBC, Europe's biggest bank, following allegations that it helped the rich in Britain dodge taxes. The two men are being asked about allegations that HSBC's Swiss private bank managed tax avoidance schemes that helped wealthy Britons evade taxes. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.